Last month, the Sitka Assembly created a climate task force tasked with tackling Sitka's carbon footprint. But it wasn't the first time the Assembly tried to tackle climate change. About a decade ago, a short-lived task force wrote a plan identifying actions the city could take to combat climate change at the local level. When the Assembly met on Tuesday, City Administrator John Leach said they'd recently revisited those goals.
When the first climate group was established, I think it was 2010, something we heard is they put this plan forward and nothing happened. And I want to provide you and the public with some numbers.
One of the goals in the 2010 plan was to reduce greenhouse gas emissions put off by the city's vehicles and facilities by 25% by 2020. Leach said an electric department staffer recently discovered that they'd exceeded the old task force's goals by quite a bit.
Right now, on our own, by implementing our interruptible power program, our total reduction from municipal buildings and vehicles is 2,407 tons of CO2. That equates to a 64% reduction.
The city staffer had gathered the new data to bolster the city's application to a program backed by the Department of Energy. The National Renewable Energy Lab partners with cities for over a year to develop community-driven plans around sustainable energy. Leach and Utility Director Scott Elder were seeking the Assembly's approval to apply. Elder said if the city was accepted into the program, the lab would provide experts to help develop a strategy around renewable energy at no cost beyond city staff time. Leach said there was considerable public support for the application, and most Assembly members were on board. Member Valerie Nelson said that she would approve it as long as it didn't come with any unanticipated costs.
If staff comes back and says, we need an extra body, then I'll be having second thoughts if I'm still seated at this table.
Member Tor Christensen hoped the program could save the city money in the long run.
And I don't see how it can hurt us, really, by trying to better identify ways we can be more efficient. Quite often, the more ecologically sound decision is more efficient and saves us money in the long run.
The Assembly approved the application to the program. Utility Director Elder said they should hear back about whether they were accepted within a month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.